Welcome to episode 128 of Connect, Inspire, Create. I'm Carol Clegg, your host and mindset and accountability coach for women entrepreneurs. Join me as we talk about a variety of topics on this show, from real entrepreneurial journeys to practical tips for your business. Expect nuggets of wisdom on growth mindset, motivation, and the power of mental fitness for a happier life. Whether you're a frequent listener or joining me for the first time, I'm really glad that you're here. So let's discover our unique rhythm for midlife entrepreneurship success while nurturing a balanced life. I hope that you're going to take away some fresh inspiration or maybe just learn a few new tips and tools for your business journey. So let's dive in. And I am really glad that you've chosen to spend time with us today. In today's episode, we'll be chatting about how you can bring awareness to the ways we self-sabotage and change the way we see situations. Positive intelligence is the tool. Let's tackle self-doubt, kick imposter syndrome to the curb, and embrace a fresh perspective together, in the words of my guest today, Robin Sears. So welcome, Robin. So pleased that you're here to join me today.
Thank you so much, Carol. I am very grateful to be chatting with you today.
Looking forward to it. So I wanted to introduce you to our guests and just let them know a little bit about you. So Robin is the founder of Above and Not Beneath. Love the name of your company. She coaches single mothers around the world to control that inner critic, to look at challenges through the lens of gift and opportunity. And she also has a podcast under the same name with the goal of sharing more encouragement, positivity, and success stories about incredible human beings changing the world one action at a time. So welcome, Robin. I would love to ask you a question or two just to let our audience know a little bit more about you. So I'd love to ask you, what part of your business brings you the most joy? What's the favorite thing that you love doing?
Oh gosh, that's a fantastic question. And I think there are several things. One of the things that I have really enjoyed is podcasting. It's been so fun to meet so many interesting people from around the world that ordinarily I don't think our paths would have crossed. That has been a huge gift to me, and I get lots of energy from that. The other thing I would have to say is listening to the stories of the women that I am working with, and hearing their grit and determination and resiliency. It is so beautiful to just, you know, be on the coach's side and to witness that.
I love what you said, just hearing their courage and their determination, because it's such a partnership journeying as a coach with somebody. And often we're just here as a vessel to absorb their story. And then it empowers us. And I have to agree with you on the podcasting. It is just such a beautiful energy. And just like you and I, here we are having a conversation. We don't know each other, but this is wonderful. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Well, let's dig into finding out a little bit more about your business and what you do. And one of the things I'd love to ask you is, how did this start? What inspired you to work with single mothers?
Part of it is my own journey as a single mother. I was a single mother for a number of years, had three children when I got divorced, one in elementary school, one in middle school, and one in high school. And I had not previously worked. So entering into the workforce in my early 30s was a challenge. And I was blessed to find myself working for entrepreneurs, a husband and wife entrepreneurial team. And they were incredible mentors and encouragers to me. What I learned from working from them, it was an incredibly healing experience. They taught me to, it was a very stressful time in my life, and they taught me to laugh at myself, to not take myself so seriously, because, you know, at that season, I was wearing all the hats, and there was a lot of pressure on me to not drop the ball, right? And they taught me just to live in the moment a little more, to let go, to be able to laugh at the mistakes that I made, and recognize that within those mistakes that there are lessons and there's a gift there. And you just need to spend a little time reflecting and to be able to see what that gift might be.
Yeah, that gift.
Yeah. So some of that, that really kind of was the impetus, the start of my journey and moving forward. I had an opportunity to work with a lot of clients and coaching them professionally. And that was an incredible experience as well. And I was the full-time caregiver for my mother as she was passing while working, and took a deep dive into stress management and stumbled across PQ and positive intelligence, and really recognizing some of the damage that I was causing to myself because of the way I was responding, right? I'm reacting and not responding, and recognizing that, you know, there's an opportunity here to take a couple of deep breaths, step back, pause, and really listen and assess the situation instead of that, you know, knee-jerk emotional reaction, which doesn't often help us. So my journey really was an accumulation of my own experience, kind of moving up into corporate America, and realizing that I was working in, as the vice president of customer success in an organization, and realizing that that really isn't where I wanted to be. I wanted to be serving. So I really started to think about, well, who do I want to serve? And what was the period of time in my life that really, where I was the greatest impacted, and I was greatly impacted during the season of single parenthood and surrounded by people who believed in me and who helped me learn how to believe in myself again. So that's really just kind of in a nutshell why I've chosen to serve single mothers.
I love what you shared, because I think that really comes from the heart, and that what you said now about reflecting on a period where you grew and you needed and people poured into you and you had a mentor, and to take that and to recognize that, you know, there are others that are walking the road that you've walked. So what a powerful position to be in, to be able to now pay that forward, as you said, that wanting to serve somebody. So I love that. And we are going to step into, because I know there are going to be some people who are listening who are going to go, what is PQ and what is positive intelligence? And Robin and myself are both coaches using the positive intelligence method. But Robin, I'm going to ask you to just give our listeners a little bit about what is positive intelligence, and then I'd love to know how you're using it in your mission.
Yeah, I love the question, what is positive intelligence? Because I feel it's, for me, and I think the way I've interpreted it is learning how to understand the relationship between your mental, emotional, and physical self. There's this intersection. And when we understand how what our bodies are trying to tell us in a situation, what our emotions are we feeling, when we can understand those things and connect them to our thoughts, positive intelligence to me is a very simple, streamlined way to quickly recognize, pause, and then think about, okay, I recognize this in myself. So for instance, I am, I'm a restless avoider, and I know what those two things feel like in my body now after studying positive intelligence. And so the saboteur part of that, where it gets in my way, the restlessness, it's like that constant need for busyness. But there's like this other side of it that is actually positive. It means that I'm high energy and I'm curious and spontaneous, right? So, but when I know that I need to be productive and I feel this resistance, it's my restlessness kicking in. And when I engage in the restlessness and I allow that to sidetrack me and to not be productive and creative, so what I do when I recognize the restlessness is kicking in, I sit back, do a couple of PQ reps, which is really just about 90 seconds of deep breaths, coming into contact with your body, feeling what your body is feeling, getting very aware of your surroundings, just feeling what you're feeling, your clothes, your the way you're sitting in a chair. I kind of like to think of them as micro moments of mindfulness. And that allows me to take a step back, take a deep breath, and really think about, okay, why am I feeling restless? What's going on here? And is it because I need more information that I'm feeling restless? Like maybe I don't know enough about the task that I'm trying to complete. Or is it something else? Like, why am I restless and avoiding here? And I think where understanding your underlying saboteurs, the way we self-sabotage, why it's important for single mothers is because what I find is as a single mother, you're wearing 900 hats, right? And then I wore the mantle of victimhood. I was everything. Every situation was against me. The world was against me. And when I learned to start seeing the world in a different way, and I was letting go of the negativity and realizing that the world is not out to get me, that I have choices. And a lot of it is the way that I interact with the stress of the situation. So I utilize PQ in my work to help single mothers and to help give them like a 90-second break from the constant story making that's going on in their heads.
And that is just so powerful. And I agree with you on that one, that just taking that, as you say, the 90-second break, it seems so short and it seems, you know, so minuscule, but what it does for us is quite incredible.
It is. It is. And when I tell people, I'm like, it just literally is 90 seconds. And if you can do 90 seconds, you know, three or four times a day.
Right. You can make a difference.
Yourself. Yeah. You can absolutely make a difference.
Yeah.
I took the mindfulness certifications and they were talking about a study that I thought was fascinating in that, you know, they studied two classrooms. One teacher practiced mindfulness and also practiced it with her children in the classroom. Another teacher just practiced it on her own, but didn't incorporate it in her classroom. And they studied the children and their, you know, their hyperness and the noise level and all of that. And what they noticed that there was very little difference between the children, the ones that practiced and the ones that didn't, that it was really about the teacher
being the mindful way and she present. Was
showing up. Wow. Yes, being mindful and present.
Well, Robin, I have to share with you, this was, you know, people listening to what Robin identified as her saboteurs, the crazy thing in this conversation is those are mine as well. But, I love that the restless can totally identify with that and then bringing this avoider in. But honestly, listeners, these PQ reps, you need to look into it because this is a tool that you can take with you anywhere, whether it's before a meeting, before a phone call, in any situation, if you're getting into an argument with your children, there's just so many situations that it's so easy just to rub those fingertips together and just switch from that left-hand side of your brain and go, stop this negative chitter-chatter and let's move into exploring. So love what you've been sharing.
I love that. And I think, you know, our children need us to get curious with them.
Right. Yeah. To give them that opportunity. Yeah. To just listen to them. I think that also, it comes into respect. I think respect absolutely. To each other's. So love that this is part of your work and that you are incorporating it in your coaching. And then so valuable that just talking to single moms, because there are many, many for different reasons that mothers are on their own, as you say, wearing all the hats. And it is. It's just the thought of it is overwhelming. So to have a tool and somewhere to go and someone like you to help them, walk through this journey. Robin, I would love to ask you, what if people were listening to the show and they kind of were slightly distracted, didn't listen to everything we've been sharing, what would be the biggest takeaway that you hope they would learn from this episode?
thing that I would want people to walk away with. And I think it's one of the most powerful parts of positive intelligence is learning some self-empathy. And particularly as a single mother, single parents, they're carrying so many things and tend to be very hard on themselves. And the reality is that doesn't serve them. I would offer to you that learning some self-empathy and learning to forgive yourself and get curious with yourself, like, gosh, why did I yell at my kids? Okay, what's really going on here? Okay, I'm stressed. And just to start asking yourself some gentle questions and get curious with yourself and then allow yourself to say, you know what? Gosh, I made a mistake today. You know what? It's okay.
I love that. I love what you just sharing, because it's easy for us to call on empathy for others and to put that into practice, but we neglect that area to be empathetic for ourselves, to forgive ourselves, to be gentle and go, we can pick up and start all over again. So thank you. So I know I wanted to ask you just to let our listeners know if there's any upcoming project or something new that's happening for you that you'd love to share with everybody.
Thank you for asking that, Carol. The big thing that is new for me is actually my podcast. It is fairly new. I'm just wrapping up my first season, and so would love to invite listeners to come check me out there, as well as my website abovenotbeneath.org. And of course, checking out positive intelligence and learning more about PQ would really serve everyone.
That's wonderful. So I'll make sure that I have in the show notes your website, Above Not Beneath. And you're telling, I think you said to me, the podcast has the same name.
Yes, the podcast Above and Not Beneath. Website is just no not
in the website. Lovely. Okay. So I will pop those all in the show notes so that everything is there for people to be able to reach out, connect with you, ask you some more questions about positive intelligence. Or if you're a single mom, I want to invite you to connect with Robin. And then Robin, on social media, I know I found you on LinkedIn. So is that a good place for people to connect with you as well?
Yep, LinkedIn and also Instagram, Above Not Beneath Coach.
Make sure. So we've got Above Not Beneath Coach on Instagram. We have LinkedIn, the website, and Robin's podcast. So tune in and listen to her show as well. And so as we depart today, I just wanted to tell everybody, thank you for listening. If our conversation has sparked inspiration for you, then I invite you to share this episode with others. If you would like to find tools for your solopreneur journey, stop by my resources page at carolclegg.com. And I encourage you to embrace your unique way of connecting, inspiring, or creating this week that allows it to bring a real sense of joy into your world. In my role as a coach, I specialize in assisting women solopreneurs in midlife to conquer procrastination, attain balance in their business endeavors, and nurture a positive mindset. By blending personalized accountability and mindset coaching with the powerful positive intelligence program that we've been talking about, I can help you gain the confidence to harness tools that can work towards elevating your overall happiness. So feel free to reach out to me with any inquiries you might have. I'm here to support you on that journey. You can drop me an email at carol@carolclegg.com. So until the next time, thank you for being here. And Robin, thank you so much for inspiring my listeners today. Sounds good.